Today on Crime Stories, we head to Winnebago County, Wisconsin.
Child perverts are everywhere. It's a very high portion of the population. They live in suburbs. A pedophile is not just a guy in a trench coat, you know, lurking on the corner at school bus stops. It could be your pastor. It could be your next door neighbor. It could be your cousin.
Joining Nancy Grace, the sheriff of Winnebago County, John Motz, Captain David Mack, Alicia Kozakiewicz. You can check her story out at AliciaKozak.com. World-renowned psychoanalyst Bethany Marshall and investigative journalist for Crime Online, Levi Page.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Investigators knew his face. Tommy Lee Jenkins' first conviction on child sex charges was in 2011. Now he's charged in a new investigation. Documents show Jenkins used Facebook to communicate with someone he thought was 14. It was actually an undercover deputy who asked, "Do you care? I'm 14 and drink." Jenkins' reply, according to the records, "No." Prosecutors claim Jenkins initiated the topic of sex and wanted the undercover to send a picture with no shirt, no pants, asking, "When you get here, would you like to have sex with me?" The undercover responded, "Yes." This past Sunday, the records show Jenkins sent an explicit picture of himself and asked for a picture in return. The undercover responded, "What picture?" And documents show Jenkins replied, "A picture of you naked." And Jenkins allegedly told the undercover he planned to walk nearly 400 miles from Whitestown, Indiana, to Neenah, Wisconsin, to meet for sex. On the way, prosecutors claim Jenkins documented the trip with selfies and pictures of exit signs. And on Thursday, records show Jenkins told the undercover he made it to Wisconsin and wanted to have 500 kids before we are with God. Instead, Jenkins found investigators waiting to take him back to jail.
Selfies and photos of exit signs. It sounds like he's on a spring break trip, a road trip of some sort. Let's not put perfume on the pig, all right? What this is a grown man in his 30s, Tommy Lee Jenkins, believe it or not, walking, W-A-L-K-I-N-G, walking 351 miles from Indiana to Wisconsin to have relations with a 14-year-old girl. If that does not make you run and confiscate all your children's devices, I hid my son's device this morning in the kitchen towels. And very often I forget where I put them. And then we have to do find my iPhone. And if too much time has passed, the phone's dead and we can't find the iPhone. Then I have to like perform an exorcism on myself to figure out where the devices are. Long story short, this is real. And guess what else? It ain't his first time at the rodeo. Cops know Jenkins oh too well. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. You were just hearing our friends at WISN 12 News. That was reporter Derek Rose. What an all-star panel we have lined up for you. First of all, Sheriff John Motz out of Winnebago County. He's got an earful. Captain David Mack, Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Alicia Kozakiewicz, kidnap and assault survivor. You can find her at AliciaKozak.com. Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining me out of L.A., but right now to investigative journalist Levi Page. CrimeOnline.com, where you can find this and all other breaking crime and justice news. Levi, did I get that number right? Did this perv actually walk 351 miles? Walked 351 miles to have relations with a little girl.
You're correct, Nancy. And we're talking about 32-year-old Tommy Jenkins, who lived in Whitestown, Indiana, a suburban area of Indianapolis. And he traveled all the way to Wisconsin to meet what he thought was a 14-year-old girl named Kylie that he got in contact with on Facebook and started exchanging disgusting messages with her.
Levi, I know you got a lot to tell me, but I mean right there. You know, Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst out of L.A., did you hear that? That one word stuck in my mind. Actually, it's more like a dagger in my heart, suburbs. You think you're all safe out there in the suburbs with your yard and your fence? And this guy was leading a regular, normal, air quotes, life. He's a child perv.
Nancy, child perverts are everywhere. It's a very high portion of the population. They live in suburbs. A pedophile is not just a guy in a trench coat, you know, lurking on the corner at school bus stops. It could be your pastor. It could be your next door neighbor. It could be your cousin. You have to always watch over your children. And I always say nobody should be more interested in your children than you. That is the number one warning sign. If you have a neighbor, choir leader, anybody in your community who wants to spend a lot of time with your children, you have to be suspicious, because that's where this guy got his start.
Well,
is moving in with a woman.
I want everybody to, I hope you're sitting down, but you may need to lay down or at least put on a crash helmet. Listen to this.
Just weeks before, police reports obtained by 12 News show Jenkins was found outside a storage shed just outside of Oshkosh without a shirt. Inside one of the units, two kids, ages 2 and 9, both naked, huddled on the concrete floor and wrapped in a wet blanket. The investigation revealed Jenkins lived with the boy and girl and their mom, and eventually admitted to taking them late at night without her permission. Jenkins told investigators he took their clothes off to prevent hypothermia because it was raining. The weather apparently complicated his first plan. A nearby waterlogged tent was found, according to investigators, with clothes, diapers, a BB gun, and a jar labeled moonshine. The documents indicate Jenkins was previously investigated for giving alcohol to children and sexually assaulting them. Jail records show Jenkins was released from the Winnebago County Jail on September 17th. He moved to Indiana and started communicating with the undercover agents just 2 weeks later.
Does it never end with this guy? Joining me right now, special guest Sheriff John Motz from Winnebago County. Sheriff Motz, it is a real honor to have you on with us. It's not like we didn't have warning. He is out in some kind of a storage unit with his shirt off with two naked children and a jar labeled moonshine. Help me, because I'm actually having chest pains right now. Why didn't this guy get put in jail that time, Sheriff?
Well, we did charge him with criminal charges. He spent some time in our jail. It was reviewed by our district attorney's office, and ultimately they didn't charge. Tommy Jenkins does have the ability to make plans, and as you can see with the 350-mile trek in a later investigation, he knows what he's doing. He's very manipulative. During our interviews, he tried to stay one step ahead of us. And ultimately, on that particular particular charge of the storage unit, they didn't pursue the charges. There were some issues with mom and his ability to have the children. However, after we had indicated and told her what had happened that evening, she was absolutely adamant that she would not have allowed to take the children anywhere on that night or for any lengthy period of time, as the plan was.
You were just hearing WISN 12 reporter Matt Smith, but take a listen to what WTMJ Milwaukee reporter Mary Jo Ola has to say.
32-year-old Tommy Lee Jenkins was found at a storage unit just outside Oshkosh in September. With him were two kids who were naked. The children, their mother, and another woman were living with Jenkins at the time, and he occasionally took care of the kids. Police heard differing stories as to what was going on in the home. But Jenkins admitted to taking the kids that night without permission because he was scared that their mother would take them away. Sometime later, Child Protective Services filed a complaint with the sheriff's office. The CPS complaint says the kid's father was getting threats from Jenkins on Facebook and that Jenkins was posting pictures of the kids on the social media site. Despite all of this, the charges were dropped.
Yeah, charges were dropped just in time for him to get on the internet and lure what he thought was a 14-year-old girl asking for explicit photos and making his way nearly 400 miles by foot to have relations with a little girl. Why was he out? Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
This story is just one example of why it is so important to know who your kids are talking to online. Authorities say 32-year-old Tommy Lee Jenkins walked for 5 days, thinking he was going to have sex with a young girl in Neenah, Wisconsin. Now, investigators say Jenkins recently moved to Whitestown, Indiana. That's just outside Indianapolis. He met a deputy posing as a 14-year-old girl named Kylie from Wisconsin on a social media platform on October 1st and began demanding sexually charged pictures from her. But when Kylie refused to come to Indiana multiple times, Jenkins allegedly started walking 351 miles to Neenah.
There's an epidemic of child exploitation in our country. The use of the internet and social media allows for communications to happen between adults and minors, across state lines even.
Authorities in Winnebago County say Jenkins used to live in Oshkosh and has a history of issues involving child abuse. Jenkins now faces federal charges, and deputies again are urging parents to know who their kids are talking to online.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. That was WTMJ Milwaukee reporter Mary Jo Ola with me. Sheriff John Motz from Winnebago County, Captain David Mack, Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, Alicia Kozakiewicz, abduction survivor, Dr. Bethany Marshall, and Levi Page. Captain Dave Mack, when I hear this, it gets me so distraught. A few days ago, my son was crestfallen. He goes, Mom, they closed down Fortnite. Because he and his little friends, don't worry, I'm hanging over his shoulder the whole time. I know exactly who he's playing with. They love to play. I let him have 30 minutes in the evenings. They play Fortnite. And they all talk. I don't know how they do it. You can hear each other's voices. You can kind of see each other. And they play this game. Fortnite closed down. In my heart, I was rejoicing. But I had to ask sad about Fortnite being gone. Then sadly, I found out it was a stunt. It's back. Captain Dave Mack, how do pervs, predators get to our children?
Well, they, not unlike if they're speaking with our children and physically, face-to-face, predators will groom our children over the internet the same way they do when they have access to them in public. They'll talk with them, tell them things that they want to hear, and start establishing that relationship. So it's very important for us as parents to know what they're doing and create and maintain open lines of communication with our kids and prepare our kids for the online world. Let them know that what the dangers are out there, and talk to them about stuff. Maintain that positive relationship with your children.
Apparently, according to statistics, Indiana has double the rate of child abuse than the national average, according to a federal agency. Why is that? A man who recently moved to Whitestown, Indiana, facing federal criminal charges after he walks literally hundreds of miles to Wisconsin to have sex relations with a little 14-year-old girl he believed named Kylie. And right now to Alicia Kozakiewicz, abduction survivor. Alicia, explain to our listeners what happened to you as a little girl.
Well, when I was 13 years old, I was groomed and lured from my home by an internet predator who kidnapped me and held me captive in his basement dungeon, where I was raped and beaten and tortured, but thankfully was miraculously rescued by law enforcement. And I am so lucky to be here, and I'm so glad that this 14-year-old girl was actually law enforcement, because it could have so easily have been a real-life child. And the thing is that there is a real-life child right now who is being groomed. And this case is just, it's so disturbing in that it's really important to know that predators take risks. Predators take their time grooming, and they also take risks. And their goal is to get the intended victim to also take risks. And in this case, he was so excited that he walked 351 miles. And he was so excited and quite possibly having something close to a manic episode, it almost seems, to go that far with it. And the fact that he had been arrested before for a crime against children, we need to start taking these cases seriously, really seriously. When there's an old saying, when someone says, or when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And we really need to start doing that. This person showed himself as a predator, and he is still a predator, and he would continue to offend. Thankfully, law enforcement caught him, and that's why it is so important to fund law enforcement, to make sure that they have the funding and the resources. In Wisconsin, exactly. In Wisconsin, Alicia's Law has passed, and they've done amazing work with it. And what Alicia's Law, my namesake, does is it funds that law enforcement. It funds the ICAC so that they can do this investigative work and so that they can save children.
I want to talk about how children are snared online on the internet. Just like in Alicia's case, the child thinks they're speaking to another child. In actuality, they're speaking to an adult. How does it work, to Captain Dave Mack?
Well, you brought up Fortnite. There's other applications that people will pose as alternate identities on, and they have access to your children. Then Musical.ly is one of them. There's other applications where our kids are out there. They're sharing videos of themselves, or they're chatting with people, and they really don't know who they're talking to. Again, that's why it's so important as parents that we know about the applications, that be familiar with the applications your kids have on their phones, their iPhones, because let's face it, iPhones are just small computers. So when you an iPhone, they have access to everybody in the world, literally everybody in the world. And that's why I think we see an uptick in this type of a crime, because we've created the accessibility to so many different areas with so many different people.
This is one isolated instance. Listen to this.
Warrants reveal the level of abuse a charlatan endured while being held captive in Georgia for more than a year. The documents say that Michael Wysolowski confined Haley Burns in an upstairs bedroom of his Duluth home, telling her that she would be arrested if she left. Wysolowski reportedly controlled every aspect of his 17-year-old captive's life, keeping a food journal detailing how many calories she'd eaten each day and withholding food from Haley if he thought she'd eaten too many calories the day before. Doctors at the Atlanta hospital who examined Haley after she was rescued determined she was suffering from malnutrition, according to warrants. Her parents told Channel 9 she lost 15 to 20 pounds. Haley Burns disappeared from her Ballantyne home in May of 2016. This past weekend, the FBI responded to a tip and tracked her to a home in Georgia. Michael Wysolowski is in jail under no bond on a number of state charges.
Now, believe it or not, this little girl met the predator that kidnapped her, raped her, abused her, held her captive in a Facebook chat room about eating disorders. She didn't want to eat. She had issues with food. She was in a chat room and meets this guy posing as another person with an eating disorder, as a young girl. And to top it all off, they were talking on her school Chromebook, on her school computer. Listen to this.
Rakowski will serve 10 years on probation and also gave him credit, 8 months for time served in confinement while he was in jail. The court heard testimony from Haley Burns and her parents.
The second I left my home, my life was ruined.
The North Carolina teen says she met him online and disappeared from her parents' home in Charlotte in 2016. She told the court she was held captive in his Duluth home for an entire year.
He lowered my self-esteem greatly and led me to believe I would never be loved or have a proper life if I gained any weight.
Burns says Brokowski tortured her and made her do sexual things for food.
I severely mutilated myself, hoping I would become unlovable so no one would hurt me again, as Wysolowski did. I am permanently disfigured.
Her father, Tony Burns, told the judge every time he would hear of a dead body, he feared it was his Haley.
You are the boogeyman that all parents teach their kids to be scared of.
Haley's mom added that Bukowski doesn't seem sorry for his actions.
You are not a monster, but you are a pitiful man who will now learn that actions have consequences.
Now, after the hearing, I spoke with the prosecutor. He told me Haley's family, they're satisfied with the outcome today in court, but they really, really would have preferred to see the defendant behind bars.
You are hearing from Lauren Posen at Action 2 News Atlanta and Allison Latos, WSOC-TV. You know, these offenders get a slap on the wrist and they get right back out.
Crime
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Levi Page with me, CrimeOnline.com investigative journalist. I understand that this predator, Tommy Lee Jenkins, also had, let's just say, inappropriate behavior with children all the way back to 2011. What do we know?
Yes, it was two little boys, 7 and 8 years old. He was accused of groping them, Nancy, and he pled guilty to first-degree sexual assault of a minor, and his sentence, he pled guilty to that, and his sentence was stayed, and he got 4 years of probation.
Probation. To Sheriff John Motz, Winnebago County. So now we have that incident where he's groping two little boys. Then we have just a month before the sting, he had two naked children in a storage shed with a bottle of moonshine. And now this. So, you know, the reality is for every time a child predator is caught, they have most likely offended many, many times. How is it that this guy kept escaping jail, Sheriff? I don't get it.
Well, certainly, as we had discussed earlier, the incident that occurred at the storage lockers, we were disappointed with the outcome of the non-prosecution. And at that point, we sought assistance from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the state of Wisconsin. And that's where the Internet Crime Against Children investigation then begins, and along with their guidance through that, we have done a number of them, as a matter of fact, 131 of those Internet Crimes Against Children cases. But with their cooperation, with their guidance, we now have federal charges against Tommy.
You know what? You deserve so much credit, you and your team, Sheriff Motson. I hear you, what you're saying, because to Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst joining us from L.A., if the mom doesn't want to prosecute, you got a big problem. Now, I took cases to trial where families, moms, did not want to prosecute, and it was really hard to get a conviction. But thankfully, the jury was on the right side, and the people were convicted. I'm talking about child rapists. The mothers did not want to prosecute. It's hard for me to understand it. But if you listen, read between the lines, Dr. Bethany, this guy, Tommy Lee Jenkins, was living with a woman. She was the mother of these two little children that were naked outside at night with a bottle of moonshine with him without a shirt on. And it never went anywhere. It seems to me the mom did not want to prosecute.
Obviously, something was really wrong with this guy. Alicia mentioned that he might have been in some type of a manic episode, which crossed my mind as well, if he walked over 350 miles. The reality is, Nancy, if you talk to anybody who works in child protective services, wraparound services, people who go out and investigate child abuse cases, it is very common for the mother to protect the predator. And one of the things that people who work in these investigative services will tell us is that as the investigator is coming to the front door, the predator is being moved out the back door. In other words, the family protects the predator, and they will often, and this is so sad, I've heard this in my practice, the predator will be moved out of the house just as the investigator is coming to check on the family, and then the predator is moved right back in when that person leaves. It's as if the mother sides with the predator against the children, does not want to believe it's happening. And remember, these predators groom the entire family. They do not just groom the children, they groom the parents, the mother, the father. So it's as if these mothers fall under the predator's spell, and they cannot get away either.
I want to talk to Sheriff John Motz, Winnebago County, about a sting operation. Now, from what I understand, this guy who has had at least two offenses with children that we know of has not done any jail time. And now this is his third that we know of. Tommy Lee Jenkins, age 32, recently moved from Oshkosh to Whitestown, Indiana. Now, we know he began exchanging instant messages, IMs, with a person he thought was a 14-year-old girl, Kylie. But it was a sting operation set up by the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office. And with me, the sheriff, John Motz. Tell me about the sting. How does it work, Sheriff?
Well, in the case of Tommy Jenkins, there was Facebook messages that occurred between Tommy and our deputy, who he thought was a 14-year-old girl. And as those messages continued to get more serious. And there was discussion of him, of her, him wanting her to go down there. And then he made the suggestion or said that he would come up here if they could have sex. And it did not take long. And Tommy was on board. He is clearly a predator. And it is our duty to protect our kids, not only here in Winnebago County, but also down there. Often they will feel the heat in one particular area and then they'll move. And no one knows who he is. And now he's just another face in the crowd and the victimization begins again.
You know, the way that they take on these identities to lure children online and somehow keep the children complicit so the children don't tell. Alicia Kozakiewicz with me, kidnap, assault, survivor. You can find her and her whole story at AliciaKozak.com. Alicia, how did your kidnapper first convince you he was a girl your age, then a boy your age, and then you end up getting kidnapped? What did they say? What did he say, Tyree, to make you think you were talking to another person your age?
Well, grooming is really effective. And this happened back in 2001, 2002. And so there was no internet safety education. There wasn't anything for me to go on. And children are typically naive. And you want to trust people. You want to believe people. And for me, I was who I said I was. Why would you be somebody different? I knew that there were evil and bad people in the world, but they were elsewhere. And I never thought that that could happen to me. But what they do is they are interested in whatever you are interested in. And they act as though they are your best friend and tell you everything that you want to hear versus what you need to hear. So they fill in those insecurities and those vulnerabilities that all children have, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking to exploit those vulnerabilities to latch onto them, and when they do that, the child latches back, and then they get pulled further and further away from their family and their teachers and people who can protect them, and the predator becomes the one person who truly understands them.
Listen.
Police say a convicted sex offender could face more charges after an incident last night. Right now, 31-year-old Brian Williamson is facing charges of failing to register as a sex offender and refusing to identify himself. Police say they were called to a home on North 4th Avenue around 7 last night, saying Williamson talked with an 8-year-old girl over a fence. Police say Williamson had a box cutter, some cookies, and a condom in his pocket, and that he gave them a fake name. Police say a neighbor told them he saw Williamson take pictures of the girl. Police say that girl told them that he set up a Pokemon app on her phone and has stopped by several times to say hi. Police say they are getting a search warrant for Williamson's phone and that some more charges could be coming.
You're hearing our friends at 14 News WFIE in Evansville. In yet another case, a sex offender refuses to register as a registered sex offender. Then he ends up meeting this little 8-year-old girl who was in a cast, by the way, playing out in the backyard, unsupervised, I might add, and he had approached her many, many times and gotten close enough to her to put a Pokemon app on her phone. That's right, a man who is a convicted sex offender travels all the way to Indiana and shows up with cookies, a box cutter, and a condom in his pocket. Now, he's also accused of possessing child porn and many other charges. He also, on his phone, Googled how to rape a little girl. As it ends up, a neighbor had to call 911 because a neighbor sees this guy approaching the little girl sitting alone on her trampoline outside. The neighbor knew that he didn't live in the area. At the time, he was already charged with 3 felonies and failure to register as a sex offender. Lifetime parole violation. It goes on and on and on. The odd thing is, he looks so much like Tommy Lee Jenkins, Dr. Bethany. This guy I'm telling you about is a 31-year-old white male that travels hundreds of miles to get to his child victim. They look incredibly alike. Do you see any similarities in these child predators?
Well, the similarities I see is that their whole lives are organized around their perversion. They don't have other interests. Nothing else is important to them. And once they find one child victim to predate upon
they become very focused and obsessed on the victim. So if you are a parent listening to this show and you have an adult who is more interested in your child than you, always asking about your child, always giving gifts to your child, when you see that laser-like focus, that is a huge warning sign. And these guys traveled many, many miles to get to their victims. Nancy, these predators, they offend on average for 17 years before they come to the attention of law enforcement. Men who molest little boys have on average 541 victims or offenses against victims throughout their lifetimes. So the commonality I see is not only the enormous amount of energy, but the fact that the offenses occur so many times, probation doesn't work. And even when they go to jail, Nancy, all they're left with in jail is their fantasies. And when they get out of jail, they are even more frenzied and more primed to offend. So they need to be removed from society permanently.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I want to circle back to Sheriff John Motts, Winnebago County Sheriff, who conducted a sting operation and managed to rope in Tommy Lee Jenkins, who had walked 351 miles, walked, in order to have sex relations with what he thought was a 14-year-old girl. Sheriff Motts, how do you train your men and women who perform these stings to go in and act like a perv?
We are extremely fortunate to have the individuals we do working in our task force. They are extremely dedicated. They will get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, set an alarm, get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to exchange information with predators, because predators think, you know, the detective's not working at 2 o'clock in the morning. And we are now at their beckoning call, so to speak, and all of their desires, and we want to make sure that the investigation is absolutely complete. So it is nothing but dedication, and the certifications that they have gone through, they're all highly trained in that area.
You know, Sheriff John Motts with me, the sheriff in Winnebago County. I'm railing about the fact that this guy wasn't already in jail on the two previous incidents, but thank God in heaven you guys managed to do this sting and get him behind bars. This time, there are so many cases to report on. I hope you're sitting down again. Take a listen to ABC 4 News reporter Ann Emerson.
An 11-year-old driver pulls over randomly into a restaurant parking lot early Monday morning. A police cruiser is there. Within a minute, the officer gets out to investigate. The boy shakes hands with the officer. The boy told police he was from Simpsonville. He said he took his brother's car and drove 200 miles to meet a man from Snapchat. He said he was going to live with him.
I am literally getting chills up and down my arms. Captain Dave Mack, Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. This little boy, an 11-year-old child, my children, my twins are 11 years old, meets a guy on Snapchat and is groomed and coaxed to take the family car, get into the car in the night, and drive overnight hundreds of miles. An 11-year-old child driving, and by the grace of God, yeah, I said it, this had to be divine intervention. The likelihood that in the middle of the night, in the dark, this little boy driving all night, 11 years old, pulled into a restaurant where a cruiser happened to be sitting there, and he happens to see the boy and strike up a conversation. He met a grown man on Snapchat, Captain David Mack, and was going to, quote, live with him. Snapchat.
Yes, unfortunately, our children are using these types of applications and these types of websites to meet people that they don't know who they are. Or, you know, what really touched a nerve with me listening to one of your other guests when we talked about the grooming procedures, oftentimes, like in Tommy Lee Jenkins' case, these children are seeking certain things, whether it's a parental figure or, as in the other case, somebody that is having issues with an eating disorder. They play off of those weaknesses, and they use that to groom them and get them to meet them at different places.
You know, I keep thinking about Alicia. Alicia is with me right now, and I'm going to talk about you because you don't take enough credit. Alicia Kozakiewicz with me, kidnap assault survivor. You can find her at AliciaKozak.com. I've heard her entire story and what she went through as a little girl, it's daunting. And if you could see her, she's stunning, articulate, educated. She's, quote, turned her life around. But for every Alicia Kozakiewicz, there are hundreds of other children. Right now, I've got so many kidnapped children, missing children, abused children. I don't have enough hours to help find them all. Alicia was so abused, sex assaulted, beaten, was forced to wear a shock collar, chained to the floor, that this guy that took her sent out a video of her crying. And it was so bad, he sent it to another child porn star. And that guy, as evil as he is, called police. That's how Alicia was found. And that day, her perpetrator said, you know what? I've talked to you so much, I've actually started to like you. I'm going to take you for a drive tonight. She, as a child, knew she was going to die that night. And she heard lawmen and women breaking in the door. She hid. She thought she was about to die. That is what she lived through. That is what this child lived through, now a survivor. Levi Page, what is happening with Tommy Lee Jenkins? This is his third go-around trying to lure children that we know of. Please tell me he is in jail right now.
You are correct. He is in jail, Nancy, and he is charged with using a computer to attempt to persuade, induce, or entice a minor to engage in unlawful sexual activity, and that comes with a mandatory minimum of 10 years in prison and the potential for a life sentence.
I'm happy about that, and I applaud Sheriff John Motz and his people, Captain Dave Mack, fighting the good fight. But I've got to leave on this note. For every one that we catch, there's 1,000 getting away with it right now. They could be your neighbor. They could be the college professor, your pastor, your Sunday school teacher. I don't know. But they are out there, and they are coming for our children. But guess what? I'm locked and loaded. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.